everybody. I'm Casey Forbes.
And I'm Sarah Cuvio.
And welcome. You all don't know it, but this is actually take two of recording this episode yeah. because we recorded this episode yesterday.
We did so good.
It was a good episode. Yeah. And I didn't have the correct settings on there. So when I went to edit it last night, I was like, what the hell is this?
Why does it sound like we're in a tunnel?
Yes, it was terrible. So I couldn't release that. So we are re-recording this. We were just complaining about our children.
Yes. And the heartaches. Like, they're just...
Yes.
I'm so ready for school to be over.
Oh, God. So ready. I know. People who have kids that just breeze through school. Like,
I don't know what that's like.
Consider yourself blessed. That's all I can say. Yeah. And it's like, how do you motivate them to better themselves? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If anybody has the answer, please let us know.
You know what I think it is? I just think it's all these damn tablets. Because, like, mm-hmm. I didn't make great grades in elementary and high school. Like, I did good. Like, I graduated mm-hmm. college with, like, a 3.2, which yeah. I consider to be okay. I mean, I wasn't getting into Harvard or nothing with a 3.2. But, you know, I'm an accountant, so it was good enough. But, like, I can remember in high school struggling. But mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like, I was more disappointed in myself. Then my parents were disappointed in me. And like, my son just doesn't have that.
He doesn't care.
He's like, no, I'm good. I'm good. He told me the other night, because I tried to explain, he's like, why do I have to make good grades? And I'm like, because when you make good grades, you know, it opens up the opportunity. When you graduate from high school, if you would like to go to college, mm-hmm. you can get scholarships for it, you know, yeah. or if you want to go to a trade school, you could, I mean, it just opens the doors.
There's definitely more opportunities
yes.
when you have better grades.
You know what this little turd told me?
What?
He said, Mom, I'll just be one of the people that like has the sign and dances. I'm like, okay, no, that'd be a great starter job, you know,
I just start out. I didn't see that one coming.
Me either. I'm like, the dancing sign guy,
like,
what?
Like for like the Pizza Hut guy, like they're
yes.
on the street corner with a sign dancing.
Yes. I'm like, oh, okay. Not going to put down on the people doing that because work is work. Mm-hmm. But that's not really going to like buy you a house.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so funny.
That's a great little.
So canon.
You want to make $100 a day, you know? And knowing Canon will do it for 5 minutes and go, my arm hurts.
Yeah, I'm tired and it's hot.
I'm going to sit down and watch some YouTube kids. But well, y'all, okay, so we already discussed it, but y'all didn't get to hear it. We know that most of you out there are all into this Alec Murdoch case, and so are we. Mm-hmm. And if you've already heard it 1,000 times, we get it. We've heard it 1,000 times too, but we really want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So, but before we get into that, I just have a couple of shout outs. Thank you so much to Kara and Stu at Bless This Mess Podcast. If you haven't heard of them, go check them out. They have a really fun podcast, but they gave us a shout out, which sent us over a good bit of listeners. And we are so grateful for that. Thank you so much. And thank you to the fans who reached out on Facebook. Marissa Rossetti, I hope I'm saying that correctly. Love talking to you on Facebook. Just loved it. But I don't know if everyone knows, but my youngest son, Kate, has Down syndrome. And she was telling me about her brother. His name is John. And how he is just the coolest dude. He has just made her daughters the people they are, and that they love him and so excited. So check out John Boy on TikTok. It's JONBOY on TikTok. And check him out, because we have the Down syndrome day coming up, which yeah. is 3/21, and then we have our buddy walk coming up, which will be on March 25th.
Baton Rouge, or
not. It's downtown Baton Rouge. Yeah, but yes,
like kind of by the Pentagon Barracks and stuff.
Yes, yeah, kind of by there. I think that's the LaSalle building that's okay. down. We say it's a buddy walk. It's like not even a quarter of a mile.
Yeah, we did it last year and had a yeah. blast.
It's
there was
so
like
much
free
fun.
Food and drinks.
Yes,
and tons of games and stuff for the kids to do. Mm-hmm. We had a blast.
And if you're in Baton Rouge or close by, come check it out. We're gonna have a tent set up. So
yeah.
not like Let the Good Crimes Roll. It's gonna be called Cruising with Cade. That's our
yeah.
group. But so thank you for everyone for checking us out. So Sarah, let's get started. If I left anything out, y'all, we don't have. I didn't do the Golden Girl Minute or
it's
two.
Okay. It's been a real, because we were, I forgot we mentioned this in the episode we did, but we were in a wedding, Cousin Dawn's wedding.
Yes.
And so we were super busy that whole week leading up to it.
Yes. Yeah. yeah.
So.
And then the pollinating has started in our area. We don't yes. have, we don't have like winter here. Mm-hmm. We have like, it gets a little cold.
Yeah.
And then the trees just poop out a lot of pollen.
Yeah.
And it kills us.
Like, we have like a few days here and there where it gets really, really cold. But mm-hmm. otherwise, it's fairly warm most of the time. And now is the time of year where everything has a beautiful blanket of yellow.
Yeah. Including our cars.
Including our cars.
Including my nostrils.
Yeah. So it's killing everybody us, so. Has sinus issues right now.
It's pretty bad. Okay. So I went through and I have three different references for the Murdogs. I keep saying Murdogs. I want to say Murder Dogs. The Murder Dogs. Murder Dogs. So there's the Murdoch Murders, a Southern Scandal on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Watched it. There's Low Country, the Murdoch Dynasty on HBO Max. And then after he was found guilty, Dateline put out an episode mm-hmm. going through specifically the court case and like the trial.
Okay.
Going through the entire trial. So those three were my references. We're going to kind of follow our own timeline with this because mm-hmm. each of these are kind of different. I mean, they're not the same. So like the Murdoch Murders, a Southern Scandal on Netflix, it really focuses on the boat tragedy, mm-hmm. which we're going to get into. And it talks to all the young people that were on there. Whereas I like the HBO one. Mm-hmm. It kind of, I just like the way it was done.
Right.
Because we've got five people who died that are connected with these people, with the Murdochs. And Sarah gave me some interesting theories yesterday that I had not even thought about.
What did I give you?
With Satterfield. What you said, I was like, say what? I don't
remember.
But we'll go into that. That'll probably be in our next episode. We're going to go over this over the course of like three episodes. So we're going to jump into it now. And y'all, I'm sorry if I'm a little out of it. I'm like... Took some good allergy medicine. It ain't working.
Look, I didn't sleep at all last night, and I go to carpool early with Olivia. Mm-hmm. I came home and had to take a nap. And I had taken a nap before 9 a.m. this morning.
Oh, yeah.
That's how tired I was.
Why you didn't sleep?
I don't know.
Oh, you shouldn't go to sleep?
I just didn't. I mean, I was just I went to bed, but the sleep
You're like, I'm
going to
shut my eyes, and then you go, I'm going to look on Facebook.
Mm. No, it was, I was just tossing and turning, and just, I guess I just didn't get a good quality sleep, and I woke up tired.
Maybe so, yeah. Okay, so there is a region in South Carolina known as Low Country, and it consists of towns along the coast and includes many of South Carolina's sea islands. One particular town is known as Hampton. It's very small, but it's also the home of the infamous Murdoch family. They are big fish in a small town, and by 2006, the Murdochs had held power in Hampton for nearly a century. Mm-hmm. And by held power, I mean they were the prosecutors. They Right. were the law, mm-hmm. basically. But in 1 year, what took 100 years to build got burned down.
Yeah. Oh, it came tumbling down quick.
Thinking about like Mulan, you know, mm-hmm. the ancestors. Yes. They're like... Oh, let Alec Murdoch out. Who did not watch him closely? We knew he was off when he was born. He looked like the devil at birth. I call this the smush faces mm-hmm. because when you see pictures of these people, they do the smush face smile. It's like the especially Buster.
They have a very interesting way of smiling. I will say that.
Yeah. It's like they say, okay, so to smile in this family, what you do is you take your mouth and you put it into a square, mm-hmm. just a square.
Yeah.
And you show off your perfectly straight teeth.
That, and you couple it with the interesting shades of red hair, and it makes for an interesting character.
Yeah, so the smush face murders, that might be what we call this. So the family's rise into power started when Randolph Murdoch Sr. was elected solicitor or prosecutor of five counties and held the position from 1920 to 1940. His son, Buster, he's known as Old Buster, was elected as his replacement, and he held the position from 1940 to 1986. And then his son, Randolph, held the position from 1986 to 2006. So by 2006, there was a new solicitor that came in to picture here. But what you have to know is that these people ran the city. Mm-hmm. They never got into trouble. They had judges as on speed dial. They had law enforcement. On top of that, in 1910, Randolph Murdoch Sr., who was
the first one,
he had started a law firm. And by 2006, it was the biggest law firm in Hampton. Mm-hmm. It was huge. So you have this family who not only are the prosecutors, but they also have, I don't know if it was it civil defense, or they pretty much did everything.
I feel like
there's a damn mosquito in here. You son of a bitch. Where'd get out of here. Go? Oh, he flew to the ceiling. Okay. He wanted to listen to the podcast. Okay,
well, if you hear a thud, it's because I'm trying to kill it later.
Because she's going to get it. Got it! Okay. Those are like small victories because you're glad you got it, but then it's like you got goop all over your hand. Yeah.
Luckily, it wasn't a big one.
And it hadn't sucked our blood, exactly. So you didn't get a big smatter of blood on you.
Exactly, just bug guts.
So let's just start out right out the gate. So June 8th, 2021, Alex Murdoch, I didn't get catch his age. He's probably in his 50s, wouldn't you think?
Late 50s, I would say.
Yeah. So he's at his camp and he discovers that his wife and his 22-year-old son, Paul, had been shot down and killed. Now, just to explain this for those who really haven't followed it, they live on about 1,000 acres. Mm-hmm. Kind of more in the front of the neighborhood of the land is their main house. Mm-hmm. And if you drive all the way to the back, they have dog kennels. They have kind of like a guest house mm-hmm. back there. And that's where he finds Maggie and Paul. So he calls 911 and everyone's like, oh my God, like who would kill Maggie and Paul? This is just bizarre.
Yeah. And just to add this property that they're found dead at, the whole property is called Moselle.
Moselle, that's right, because it's on Moselle Road.
So if you hear us reference that, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. So you just kind of like, okay, well, how did it all come to this? Well, we have to start with a boat accident. That was the spark that just ignited all of it. And follow me here, because realistically, like, I need a whiteboard with like a raw,
you need like a visual so you can draw out the family tree and like who's related to who and who's friends with what.
Yeah. But so Alex and Maggie, they have two sons. They have Buster mm-hmm. and they have Paul. Many sources throughout both of the documentaries say that Buster is just the golden child and Paul is the problem child. Reason being is because Buster is just willing to kind of go through the motions and do what's expected of him.
Yeah, he doesn't really question a lot. He's also following in the family business and he's going to law school. And Paul's just kind of not that way.
And Paul creates a lot of problems
He gets into trouble. He questions a lot. He's just a little bit more fiery than Buster.
Yeah. He's kind of a dick, let's be honest.
Yeah.
God rest his soul, but he's a bit of a dick. We can go there with it. And it's to the point, too, where there's quite a few people, including Paul's girlfriend of 4 years, who basically say that Paul is more maternally bonded to the housekeeper. At one point, she was the nanny, but mm-hmm. she was turned into the housekeeper. Yeah. Her name is Gloria Satterfield. That was like his mother.
Yeah. I mean, very, very close to her.
Very close to her. Everyone knew it. His mom Maggie almost just kind of would give him the cold shoulder.
Yeah. She wasn't impressed by him. Overtly like favored Buster.
Yes. It was very obvious. So Paul has a high school sweetheart named Morgan Doty. Paul's childhood best friend, his name is Anthony Cook. Anthony dated Morgan's friend Mallory. Okay. Yes. Now, Anthony's first cousin, Connor, dated their other friend, Miley.
Yeah. So the three girls.
Yes. There's Morgan, Miley, Mallory.
And they're not related. They're all friends.
Yes.
Two of the girls are dating cousins.
Yes. Anthony and Connor.
And Anthony is best friends with Paul.
Correct.
Who is dating Morgan, the third friend.
Yes. Okay. And of these six people, Morgan came in later. Like, she came in high school and mm-hmm. became friends with them. Yes. The rest of them all have been childhood friends.
Right.
Grew up together. The Murdochs allowed their sons to do whatever they wanted. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of why Paul always got into trouble, because he would drink. He would have parties where they were drinking. And this is when he was like 14.
Yeah.
And everyone knew when Paul kind of like crossed that line of being drunk to belligerent, because he'd get like these spirit fingers and they started calling him Timmy.
Yeah.
And once Timmy came around, there was barely talking to him before Timmy came around. Mm-hmm. But once Timmy came around, he really became like awful.
I wonder where Timmy came from.
I don't know, because let me tell you, Tim, my tortoise, would never act like this at all. How dare you?
That is beneath Tim the tortoise.
Yeah. It got so bad, though, by the time he was older in his teens, Morgan actually addressed his drinking with his mom, but she just dismissed it.
Yeah, she kind of brushed it off, huh?
Oh, that's just boys being boys. But Paul, like, always knew that when he got into trouble, he could call his grandfather Randolph. And Randolph not only would just cover it up, there would be zero accountability for Paul. Mm-hmm. So Morgan tells us that one night they were at a function and they left, and Paul had gotten full blown into Timmy mode, spirit fingers and all. And she just assumed she was driving his truck because he was drunk. And he was like, you're not driving my truck, you know, wah, wah, wah. So she lets him drive and she's very nervous. He's driving erratic. Well, he flips his truck. So she calls 911, which
is, as you would do.
Exactly. And he grabs her phone and he throws it like out into a field. And I'd be like, bitch, you better go find my phone. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't have the app open right now. Go find my phone. And he calls Randolph. Randolph turns around and calls Alec and Maggie. They come out with a tow truck in hand, bail him out yet again. There's no punishment, anything. You know, the partying just continues to go on.
And they actually fussed at Morgan.
Yes, because she called now. Because, yeah, you know, you could get Paul into trouble, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of the point.
Yeah.
Hello.
Goodness gracious.
So Paul's relationship with Morgan, it just becomes more and more volatile. We find out that, like, Miley, who was Connor's girlfriend, she hated Paul. Mm-hmm. She just kind of dealt with him because that she's just part of this group. Mallory also wasn't a big fan of his, but Mallory was just like a happy-go-lucky girl. Mm-hmm. But they always told her, like, you need to break up with him. Like, yeah, he's not right for you. So it's February 23rd. 2019. It's 54 degrees outside because it's February in South Carolina. They get invited to, like, this oyster roast, and they say, okay, that's cool, but let's go by boat to get there. Anthony was all of us and was like, no, it's cold.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all are crazy.
Riding a boat when it's like 50 something degrees out, that's just cold.
That's insanity, yeah, is what it is. But Mallory talks him into it, and Mallory and him, their relationship was very new and very fresh, and he was like, well, if Mallory's going, I'm going, because he was just so smitten with, yeah, this girl. She was so beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They had known each other like their whole lives, yes, but they had recently just started dating.
Yeah, right? Like I think they started dating like in January, oh, because he had been in love with her for a long time, but it's like he was scared of her. Mm-hmm. And he finally kind of got to that point where he's like, okay, I'm telling this girl how I feel. And if, from what I learned in the documentary, it says like on January 1st, he's like, you know, I love you, right? And she's like, finally. Aww. So they are at that point in the relationship where like they are totally smitten with one another. Mm-hmm. And you can tell when you see videos and all of that, yeah, stuff.
You can tell he's still heartbroken.
Oh God. He's still so cute. Oh, what a cutie he is. Oh. So they decide to go by boat. It's Paul's idea. And you know, they're like, people are like, why did y'all go by boat? I'm like, well, I mean, it's just a little boat ride. Wasn't too terribly far. I mean, why not? Just a little sporadic thing. So they go to the oyster roast party. Everything's fine. I mean, they're all drinking. We know that they were drinking before because it's documented that Paul went to a gas station using Smush Face Brother Buster's.
Yeah, he used Buster's ID.
And bought a bunch of alcohol. I just can only imagine what that license, that driver's license picture looks like.
No.
Oh my God. So he goes, and so we know they're drinking. And it's so bad to the point that when they're at the party, a lot of the friends say, hey, y'all have been drinking a lot. It's really cold. It's really dark. Why don't you let us drive y'all home? I mean, there's no sense in y'all driving home on this boat. And Paul, I'm not leaving my boat here. Mm-hmm. That's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Like, he's full blown in Timmy mode.
Yeah.
So on the way back, Paul and Connor decide they want to stop at a place called Luther's Bar, which is on the river. Now, everyone is pretty pissed about this. Mm-hmm. Like, from Anthony to Mallory to Morgan and Paul get into a fight about it. Yeah. And then Connor and Miley are not on good terms over it because it's cold and they just want to get home.
Yeah.
So we see on video, the boys go in, they take some shots, they drink some drinks, they come back, and you can see Spirit Fingers just all in his glory. Spirit Fingers. You can see Timmy just acting a straight up fool on the dock. There's almost an altercation between Anthony and Paul because he's saying, you were too drunk to drive. Like, this is not going to happen. And Paul's like, I'm going to show y'all. And he gets in the boat and he's like, we see video of it from Luther's Bar. He's just driving erratic. He's driving in circles. Mm-hmm. The wind's blowing. He's taking his hands off the wheel and Connor has to grab it to straighten it out. At one point, him and Morgan get into a fight and he slaps Morgan across the face. I'm like, why didn't y'all just throw him out the boat at this point?
Seriously.
What an awful person.
Slaps his own girlfriend across the face.
I know. Well, and what gets to me is Miley's like, you can tell it wasn't the first time. She just came and sat. If I saw one of my friends get slapped in the face.
I know.
Girl.
Can you imagine what we would do?
I would push him out the boat.
Exactly.
I ain't even lying. I wouldn't feel bad about it.
No.
I mean, I might feel a little bad.
I might throw you a life vest, but.
Right. But then I'd be like,
not a guarantee.
Touch her again, Paul. Long story short, Paul is driving crazy to the point where everybody is scared. And Anthony tells us that he hears someone scream and then he just blacks out.
Yeah.
And what happened was the boat hit a bridge, but it hit the bridge so hard that it went like on the, it went kind of on the land.
Yeah.
And so Anthony, I think, got thrown on the shore. Mm-hmm. Morgan, her hand got sliced open. Connor, his face got sliced open and his jaw, like the bottom part of his jaw was in front of his top part.
Ugh.
Paul seemed to be okay, yeah, except Paul, he can't find his phone.
Yeah, Paul like had some scratches, but he seemed to come away pretty much unscathed.
Yeah. Like, and who? Miley seemed to be fine, but everyone's like, where's Mallory? Mm-hmm. Mallory is nowhere to be found. Anthony jumps in the water. He can't find her. It's freezing. The river flow was like really, really strong. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty bad. So they get out. Connor calls 911. The EMS, everybody comes. And you can just see on like video footage, Paul walking around asking for a phone. And they're like, I don't have a phone. Because he needs to call Randolph. He mm-hmm. needs somebody to come and fix this mess that he made. Paul is so belligerent that it takes him like 20 minutes to get him into the EMS. Mm-hmm. They're like, that dude's an asshole. Like, that's one of the responders said. Like, and you see Anthony start screaming at Paul saying like, I hope you rot in hell. Because he's like smiling and laughing. He's like, my girlfriend is missing because of you. And he calls him Bo. I'm like, what?
But you know, I was listening to another podcast and they had some clips from other people in this inner circle. And I feel like that's a common nickname that they, because somebody called, I think Alec or his older brother, Randy, one of them called each other Bo.
Okay.
Like, so it must be just a common nickname.
Maybe so. I'm like, who is Bo? I mean, I could see if he was saying like Timmy or something, but, but no. So Anthony calls his parents, they come out and while they're there, they're like, Anthony's the first one to say, but then Anthony's mom's like, has anybody contacted Mallory's parents? Because all the parents at this point have been contacted, but Mallory's.
But hers.
And you can hear the cops saying, well, we don't think that's a good idea right now. Like, are you kidding me?
But why?
Are you kidding me? It's unreal.
You don't think they should know that their daughter's missing?
Right. Exactly. So the whole crew, you know, they're taken all, but I think Anthony like refuses to leave because he just doesn't want to leave. Yeah. They're all taken to the hospital. They get checked out. And this is basically where both of the episodes kind of like come to a stop because there's a lot that happens in the hospital by Alec Murdoch and by Randolph Murdoch. I mean, like they go to the hospital and their only concern is, hey, don't speak to the cops. That's all they care about.
They're trying to like get the other kids to get their story straight under the guise of like checking on them.
Yeah.
But basically there's one part where they're trying to get one of the other boys to say
to
they
take
were
the fall.
Yeah, to say they were driving.
Because Paul initially told his grandfather that Connor was driving and it's not true.
No.
And like you've got four other people who say that is absolutely not true to get Connor to take the fall. So, you know, it's like, how does this line up to the death of Maggie and Paul? And then there's two other deaths that occurred that are tied to these people. What in the hell's going on?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The amount of drama and death that occurs within the story of these people. Like, it's unfathomable.
And you know what I was thinking the other day? Alec is not the only brother. I mean, there are two other brothers.
Yes, there's John Marvin and there's Randy.
Are they?
They could possibly lawyers? Be some more. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know about John Marvin, but Randy for sure is because he was part of the law firm that Alec worked at.
Did you also hear that Buster got kicked out of law school because?
Yes, of that cheating? Happened previously before all this stuff. Yeah, no. But I heard like some jailhouse recordings between Buster and Alec, and Buster kind of tells him, like, you know, I don't know that I want to go back. And Alec's doing everything he can to, like, get him back into law school and all this kind of stuff.
So, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's interesting. This whole power dynamic within that family is very interesting.
It is so crazy, y'all. This is just a crazy. And I feel like we're cutting it short with this. But it's like there's so much to cover. I mean, because ultimately what we do find out is that Mallory is killed.
Yes.
But it takes 7 days. To find her.
Yeah, they couldn't find her for a very long time.
But those 7 days leading up to finding Mallory's body were just mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. The way the Murdochs handled it.
Yep.
There's at one point where the family, Mallory's family, wanted to go down to see the boat where it crashed. And the police were like, no, we can't do that. Mm-hmm. The Murdochs drive up. And the police lift the yellow tape and let them drive through mm-hmm. with the Beach family standing right there and exactly. watching. There's another time where Anthony's mom is standing out where they're searching, and it just gets a little overwhelming. So she goes and sits in her car, and Maggie Murdoch comes and gets in the back seat, and she goes, my gosh, like, wouldn't it be crazy if she just was never found? Because, you know, nobody, there's no proof that. Of how she died.
I can't believe she actually said that either.
That's what, when you look at the, like, when I see Anthony's parents, they remind me of, like, our parents. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I just cannot believe, like, what I'm hearing. Yeah,
did you really just say that?
And she's like, that's the last time I even spoke to them. It's just unreal. And then when we get into the trial, the shit that comes out in that trial. I mean, Alec Murdoch gets on the stand to, like, in his own defense. And what an absolute buffoon he makes. Yeah,
everybody agrees, like, that was a mistake for him to do that.
First of all, wipe your nose.
Goodness gracious.
He's just sitting there with snot blubbering from his nose. And I'm like, I can't hear anything you're saying. Can someone give him a tissue? He had a tissue because he wiped it at first. Mm-hmm. But it's so crazy. And then, like, the worst part of it all is, like, it's the why. I think the why is always the hardest part to understand. Like, why would you do this? But again, we'll get into that. And so next week we're going to cover up what happened in the hospital.
Yes.
We're going to talk about Stephen Smith.
Yeah. There's a lot to cover in this next episode.
Yeah. And then I think we'll cover Gloria Satterfield. Mm-hmm. And then, in our third episode, next episode, we'll probably cover what happened, the murders of Paul. And then the third one, we'll probably cover the trial.
Okay.
If y'all are good with that. So, well, y'all, I'm sorry this is a late one. Again, I screwed up.
It happens.
Oh, my gosh. But so, enjoy. If you like the podcast, please tell your friends. Go in, rate, and review us. And we will have y'all an episode out next Monday. And thank you for your patience.
Bye, guys.
Bye.